present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Leonard Williams, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
The Day I Told the Truth.
Ah, well, now then, Pat. Arsenal and Blackpool. Where are they in the league?
Blackpool are five places higher than Arsenal, Father.
Well, they scored seven against Wolves recently, and I seem to remember Arsenal only drew at home to Chelsea. Pat, where's Chelsea?
I know that. It's where the pensioners live.
All right, all right.
Well, I've been 10 minutes trying to tell you about the nature ramble at school today, looking for signs of spring, and we were crossing some wasteland when I saw it.
Saw what?
It was a bush, and everybody said they'd never seen one like it. And I was the one who saw it. Me, nature boy himself.
That was very clever of you.
Oh, I'm all there with me cough drops.
Jimmy, well, what was so unusual about this bush?
Well, instead of having buds on it, it had slices of ham.
Slices of ham on a bush?
Yes, you've heard of an ambush, haven't you?
Oh, I'll ambush you in a minute behind the kitchen door with me rolling pin. You and your fairy stories.
Mum, it was only a joke. I thought I'd cheer you up before the rent man called.
Look, if I don't get my coupon finished, I'm going to miss the post.
Granddad, what do you want to win £75,000 for? I'm quite happy living here. I don't want to live in a pub.
Jimmy, now Alfie's in the front room. Go and annoy him.
Well, Granddad, I'd rather stop here and annoy you. Talk to you.
But I don't want to be bothered with you. Now go away.
Oh, all right. I'm going.
And just keep out of mischief.
Right, Mum. They've got no sense of humour. But Alfie's got one. He must have, to go out with our Susan. I'll try one of my stories on him.
Is that you, sweetheart?
Yes, dearest.
Oh, it's not Susan, it's you. Well, when you opened the door, I was poking the fire and they had me back to it. The door, not the fire, because the fireplace is this side and the door's that side, so I couldn't face the door and poke the fire at the same time. Well, I could, between my legs bent down, but I didn't, because all the blood would have rushed to my head.
Yes, there's nothing there to stop it.
Ah, that's right. Oh, shut up. Look, you've come in tormenting me again, haven't you?
Of course not, Alfie. I've come to tell you about the nature ramble at school today.
Oh, I went on one of them once. But I got lost, and when it was nearly dark, I heard a rustling sound, and it was an owl on top of a signboard. So I climbed up, and it said, "Beware of the bull." Wasn't that funny?
It was. Fancy an owl warning you about a bull.
Yes, no. So it was written on the signboard. The owl never said anything at all.
It didn't give a hoot.
No. Yes. Oh, put a sock in it.
Listen, Alfie. When we were on the nature ramble, we came to a pool, and there were some crows sitting round it.
Some crows?
Hello, Alfie, it's me.
Yeah, hello, Susan. I knew it was you. I recognised you because of your crow feet. Yeah, your footsteps.
Did you really?
Yeah, go on, Jimmy. You came to this pool, and these crows were sitting round it.
You see, Alfie, they were all sitting round the pool drinking, and another crow was serving them with water.
Hey, wait a minute. Yeah, all these crows were sitting round drinking, and another crow was serving them.
That's right. It was a crowbar.
It was a crowbar. Jimmy Clitheroe, go away before I feed you to the vultures.
Yes. Go and tell your silly stories somewhere else.
All right, Scraggy Neck, I will go. I'll leave you alone in the love nest. With the cuckoo. Poor old Alfie. He's not with it at all. I'll bet if there was a competition for daftness, Alfred would win first prize.
Hello, Letters.
And here's the runner-up. Graythorpe, I didn't know you were here. Hey, where's Mum and Grandad?
Mr. Sinclair's gone to post his tools, and your mother's upstairs looking for some account books for the women's guild. She's trying to find them.
Well, perhaps she's left them in the gas oven.
In the gas oven?
Yes, you've heard of people cooking the books. Anyway, before she gets back, I'll tell you about the nature ramble at school this afternoon.
Oh, you had a nature ramble? How delightful for you.
Yes, we had a smashing time, but coming back, what do you think? We found a hairline in the road. Must have been knocked down by a car.
Oh, dear, how terrible. Was the poor little... Was it?
Mr. Craythorpe, you should have seen it. Lying there on its back, with its legs in the air.
No, James, please don't. It's most distressing.
Don't panic. I haven't told you the finish yet. Just when we were wondering what to do, a man came up in a car. He must have been a vet, because he poured some stuff out of a bottle down the air's throat, and he jumped up and ran off as right as rain.
Well, that's remarkable, James. I wonder what the stuff was in the bottle.
Oh, I saw the name on the label.
Really? What was it?
Hair Restorer.
James Clitheroe, you little scamp.
I can't find upstairs, Theodore.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, getting me all worked up over that poor little animal.
Theodore, what's the matter?
James has been pulling my leg with a story about a nature ramble. He said...
Theodore, if it's the one about the ambush, I've heard it. Now, look, Theodore, I can't find those guild accounts anywhere. Any accountants calling round here to tea tonight?
Ah, then they must be at my house. The trouble is, I can't call back with them. I'm going to a meeting.
Ma'am, if I go with Mr. Craythorpe in his car, I'll bring him back for you.
Oh, all right, Jimmy. But don't go telling Mr. Craythorpe any more nonsense about your nature ramble.
Nonsense? I'll tell you one thing. The teacher congratulated me when we were looking for the spotted black wing.
Oh, why was that?
I was the one who spotted it.
But Fred, I don't get it. We pinched the watches in Glasgow. Why have we had to come all this way to hide?
Cyril, as a crook, you're hopeless. If they weren't too conspicuous, I'd make you wear L plates. We are hiding in this cricket pavilion because it's deserted at this time of the year, and also because my old pal Honest Harry lives in these parts. Now, do try and remember that.
Well, I'll do my best, Fred, but don't be too hard on me. I've never been a crook before. This is my first job.
Yes, and you're just like another beginner I once knew. He thought he'd disguise himself, and when the cops nabbed him, he was dressed in women's clothes. He had the lot on right down to the underslip.
Well, what made the police suspect him?
He forgot to shave his beard off the twit. Now, listen, we're going to hide up here till my pal Honest Harry can help us to get rid of the watches. You see, he's going to fix up the fence.
Why, is he a joiner?
Cyril, why don't you buy a paper and look in the adverts to see if anybody's found your brains? Now, give me that case and we'll get into that cricket pavilion.
But it looks to me like it's locked up.
Yes, and that's what you ought to be. They wouldn't leave it open for us, would they? Now, don't worry. If I can't pick the lock, we'll get in through a window. Come on. Don't make a sound.
Hey, Mr. Craythorpe. You don't live here.
I know that, Jim.
Well, what have we stopped for? Has your big end collapsed?
That will do, James. I'm calling on a Mr. Benson to check the details of the meeting I'm attending tonight.
Oh, I see. Hey, aren't we near the cricket ground?
That's right, James. Mr. Benson's house overlooks it.
Does it? Hey, Mr. Craythorpe, if you introduce me to Mr. Benson and he liked me, I'll bet I could watch the cricket every Saturday morning for nothing. I could even watch the morning's play line in bed.
You stay in the car, James. I shall only be a moment.
Right, Mr. Craythorpe. There he goes. I'll do a John Arlott commentary on him. And now he goes up to the edge of the pavement. He looks right, then left, then right again. Then left again, then right, left. Any time now I expect his head to drop off. Wait a minute, though. What are them two fellas doing? Hey, they're trying to get in the cricket pavilion. Oh, heck. Hey, they must be burglars. That's what they are, burglars. I must tell Mr. Craythorpe. Oh, I wish he'd hurry up and come back. Honestly, Mr. Craythorpe, it was just after you gone. There were two men, and one of them had a case.
Yes, James. Perhaps there were a couple of vets looking for sick animals to cure.
On the cricket ground?
Oh, yes. You often get a lot of ducks there.
Mr. Craythorpe, I'm serious. We'd better go and tell the police.
Oh, better still. Why not send for Inspector Maygray?
But I'm telling you the truth. I'll bet you any money you like they were burglars.
Really, James? Well, I'm calling again at Mr. Benson's tomorrow night at 7. And so if I find that someone has stolen the cricket pitch, I'll phone the MCC immediately.
Jim, if you don't stop this nonsense, you'll go straight to bed.
But, ma'am, I'm telling the truth. I saw two men breaking the cricket pavilion. Grandad, you believe me, don't you?
Oh, why, Jim? But they wouldn't be burglars. Just a couple of test cricketers getting in some secret practice at the nets.
Who's in the pitch, Doc?
Oh, aye, they often do it. They use whitewashed bats, a luminous bowl, and the stumps of candles on the top.
Oh, turn it up, Grandad.
No, he's right, Jim. And so that they know when they've hit a four, they mark the boundary out with glowworms.
Very funny, Mr. Whittle. And I suppose if they can't see each other, they all go in the bar and get lit up.
Now, then, do, Jimmy. It's obvious that Mr. Whittle's not falling for your story either.
Too right, I'm not. If you ask me, Jim, it's just another fragment of your imagination. It's no good, Jim. Nobody will believe you. You see, you've overdone it with the furry stories. Like that kid who cried wolf.
Who do you mean, Little Red Riding Hood?
No, Jim. It was a lad who was always scaring people by kidding them there was a wolf about and there wasn't. You see, he did it so much, people stopped taking notice of him and turned a deaf eye. Because they thought the wolf didn't exist. It was only fictional. Then, one day, the lad was out having a stroll when suddenly he was confronted by a huge, snarling wolf.
What do you mean like me when I meet Ozzy's dad?
Jim, will you kindly not interpolate when I'm exposing? Now, the lad stood there absolutely demobilized. And his knees turned to jelly.
Jelly? What flavor?
Do you mind, Jim? Now, he wanted help. Wolf! Wolf! He cried. But everybody thought he was kidding again. And that's how I ended up as a dog sinner.
And don't forget, Tiddy Winkies, you can listen with Mother again at the same time next week.
Just you stop it, my lad.
And don't bother us with any more of your stories because we just don't want to know.
All right, then. You don't believe me, so that's that. But I'll find somebody who'll listen to me story, even if I have to write to Godfrey Wynne. So you see, Sergeant, I thought it was my duty to come round to the police station and tell you.
Yes, yes, Sonny, but what you've said up to now just doesn't make sense, so let's start again. What's your name?
Jimmy Clitheroe, Sergeant. Will I get a reward?
Stone me, I don't even know what the crime is yet.
Hey, Sergeant, have I got to wait here all night?
All right, Mr. Honest Harry, you just keep quiet.
I want to know what's going on. You've no right to keep me here. Well, I've got other things to do.
Oh, look, mate, I'm sorry if we're keeping you away from your poetry reading class, but the inspector would like to have a cosy chat with you. Now sit down and belt up.
I'll write to my MP about this.
That's right. You write the letter. It'll probably be delivered in one of the mailbags you'll be making in Dartmoor. Now, you said something about the pavilion at the cricket ground.
That's right. It was earlier tonight, and I saw two men breaking in, so you better go and catch them. Oh, but don't send the reward through the post. Mum will make me put it in the post office.
Look, I must have more information, Sonny.
I'm going off duty, Sarge. Is it okay?
Oh, it's you, Barnes. Here, weren't you on number 7 beat tonight?
Oh, that's right. Why?
Well, this young lad here says he saw two men breaking into the cricket pavilion down Cedar Grove.
What? I never saw anything suspicious.
Perhaps it was when you were in the doorway having a smoke. A warm.
Now, look, Sonny. Now, look, I checked that flip. Oh, it's you.
What? Oh, heck. Dozy down. I mean...
Barnes, do you know this lad?
I know him all right and the rest of his mob. If this lad's been telling you a story, don't believe it. Him and his pals have told me dozens of them.
Well, We're just trying to help you to keep cheerful while you're tramping round the street.
Aye, I know. You had me in stitches the other week when you told me one of the animals had escaped from a circus on the fairground. What about it? When I got there, I found it was a flea circus.
Well, we did say you might not need your handcuffs.
Then there was the little matter of the battered, lifeless body in Wilson's arcade. That turned out to be a guy on bonfire night.
Yes, but...
Not to mention the bloke with his chimney on fire. That was the ship getting up steam down at the dock.
Ozzy thought of that, not me.
And the man who pinched a big gold necklace. It was the mayor with his chain of office on.
Well, now we've had a good laugh. How about catching those crooks?
If you don't clear off, you'll catch a cold sitting in a draft yourself.
But these two crooks, what about them?
Oh, just clear off. If you're not out of here in 10 seconds, I'll take you down to the kennels and give you to the bloodhounds to play with.
You waited 24 hours to tell us.
But I spent most of last night in the nick. And I wouldn't come to the cricket pavilion here in daylight.
Well, go on then. What about this kid, Jimmy, what's his name?
Jimmy Clitheroe, he said. Well, that's it. He told the sergeant that he saw you and Cyril breaking into this pavilion.
But I've never met any Jimmy Clitheroe. How did he know my name?
Oh, well, Tom, Harry means the kid said he saw two blokes breaking in. But Harry, I can't understand why the dicks haven't been here.
They wouldn't believe the kid. They reckon he's always making up yarns. Proper little liar.
Yeah, but we'd better get out. Somebody might believe him.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's not safe here. But the only place left is my house. I didn't want to risk that, but there's no help for it. I'll give you the key. Go in and get down in the cellar. I'll put blankets and a couple of candles down there. And you can keep there for the night.
You're a pal, Harry. We won't forget you.
Oh, I'll see to that. I want another tenner each for me using my place.
You what? Why, you perishing robber. 10 quid for one night?
We only paid 10 and a ton of bed and breakfast at that cap on the A1.
Ah, but I give you 2 eggs.
Oh, well, that's it. Oh, funny boy.
All right, give us the key.
20 nicker first, Joe.
There you are, you old crook. Now give us the key and beat it. We'll get packed up and be there within an hour.
Tired, you lad. See you later. I'm always glad to help an old pal in trouble.
Are you sure we're going the right way?
Keep your eyes on the road, or you'll be going the right way to the hospital. Here we are, pull up at this corner.
But this isn't the tennis club, it's a cricket field.
That's where we're going, in the cricket pavilion.
Well, you said Susan wanted me to pick her up after the meeting of the tennis club committee. But why would they hold it in a cricket pavilion?
Well, the tennis club's closed for the winter.
Yeah, of course, I never did. Don't be daft, there's a cricket club.
You're right, Alfie, let's go and tell them.
Now, wait till you come back here.
Stop shouting, they'll hear you. We don't want them to know that we're here yet. They're probably having a secret session.
There's no lights on. They can't have a session in the dark.
You and Susan have managed a few in our front room. Look, Alfie, I'll tell you the truth. Susan isn't here. This is the pavilion where I saw the two crooks breaking in.
Oh, no, not that daft story you told Mr. Gray thought about two burglars pinching the cricket pitch. You mean you dragged me out here to see your Susan on a wild duck chase? Wild goose hunt? I mean,
chasing your bird?
Yeah, chasing my wild bird, Susan. No! to see your Susan who's not here for two crooks who never were here, and there's nobody here.
Well, we're here, even if you're not all there.
Yeah?
I mean, they were here, even if they're not here now. It's the truth, I'll be honest.
Are you sure?
Cross me heart and hope to die. Spit me dead.
You're not in me eye.
Sorry, Alfie. If we search the pavilion, we might get some evidence.
Well, it would be nice to find a clue.
Of course. It'd be the first time you've ever had a clue, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes. You are.
Come on, let's see if we can get through a window like they did. I wish we'd done this last night when they were here.
You're sure you cleaned up everything we touch, Cyril.
Oh, yes, Fred. I've wiped everything with a cloth and tidied the things away in the cupboard, like you said.
Good. Let's go. Bring the case.
What case?
The case with the watches in it that we nicked.
I haven't got it. You must have... Oh...
Oh, I've tidied that away in the cupboard as well. You like a good laugh, don't you, sir?
Oh, yes.
Well, come here and I'll kick you on a funny bone. Now, open the cupboard and get that flipping case out.
I can't. The cupboard's locked.
Oh, give me strength.
Open
the entrance while I try to open it. Cyril, there's somebody outside.
It's just walkable up.
What's he doing?
I think he's trying to get through the window into the next room. Come on, but don't make a sound.
Nothing. Now, hold me ankle tight. Hold me. Oh, you've got grab in me,
Paul. Oh, Alpha Pauline. I've got you. Hang on.
Cyril, grab that side of the window.
I said.
I'll take off the catch. When I say right, pull the window down.
Okay, Sag.
Then hold me tight when I try and pull this gap.
Don't worry, I've got you. You can't fall.
Run!
You were telling the truth, Jim, about seeing two crooks.
What was that?
Seeing two crooks at school, cooking the dinner.
Just a minute. Is your name Jimmy Clitheroe?
Oh, me? Jimmy Clitheroe?
Clitheroe.
Oh, I'm Ozzy Higginbottom. Aunt Alfie.
Yes, Jimmy. The only back home.
Let's have your cap, my lad.
No, it won't fit you. Your head's too big. I mean... Mum says I mustn't lend me cap because I might come home with more in it than I went out with.
Come here. Oh, so you're not Jimmy Clitheroe, but you wear his cap.
Yes, I'm stretching it for him.
All right, just keep quiet.
Here's the string stretch. Shall I start tying him up?
Yes, feet and hands, and make sure the knots are good and tight.
Right, Dad, I've got the tape now so it can go.
Yeah, not yet. We've got to sort out those two in there.
But they're tied up.
I know, but we've got to make sure they don't start yelling till we're clear. I don't want to gag them in case they're left here too long. We'll frighten them into keeping quiet for an hour or so.
How?
Look, I'm a killer, a gangster, see?
Are you, Fred?
Oh, you knucklehead. But I want them to think that. I'll pretend to be going to do them in, and you plead for them because you're soft-hearted, see?
Oh, do you think they'll believe it?
Why not? They can see you're soft in the head. Come on. And when we leave, I'll pretend one of us is staying on guard.
It's no use being soft, Cyril. They've got to be finished off.
Hey, what's that? Finish you off?
You too. I can't stand squealers. Cyril, lend me your razor.
No, please, I'm too young to shave. I'll mean to die.
Don't you worry, Jimmy. They don't do anything to us. You can't find me.
No,
and come out, Mother!
Your sharpie won't kill you. If you keep quiet, I mean.
It's no good, Cyril. We can't trust them to keep their mouths shut.
Oh, you can't, honest, can't you, Alfie?
Yes. We'll keep our closed mouth trap closed. I'll be numb.
Oh, don't worry about him, mister. Whenever he talks, there's only him listening.
Well, if I thought you wouldn't shout, I might leave you in one piece.
Oh, I promise you I won't shout. And if he opens his mouth, I'll stand on it.
All right, I'm going. But Cyril here will be in the other room on guard. Come, Cyril.
Okay, Fred. It's lucky for you, Fred's like me. Soft steady.
Well, Alfred the Great, a right mess you've got us in.
Me? You were the one who brought us here.
Yes, I did all the brain work. I found the crooks, got you through the window, and all you had to do was to jump on them and knock them out, like the bloke on Wells Fargo, Jim Hardy.
Yeah, well, I can't fight like Jim Hardy.
You couldn't even fight like Laurel and Hardy. Look, we've got to get free before Yogi Bear and Boo Boo come back with that razor and play notes and crosses on your Adam's apple.
Oh, dear. Don't talk like that.
Look, while your teeth are chattering, put them on this string that's round my hands. Go on, bite it.
Ew, I couldn't. No, some people don't like chalk scraping on blackboards. Well, I can't bear chewing strings.
They come back, you'll be eating boot. Come here, I'll bite through yours.
All right. Here. Can you manage?
Yes, if you keep still. Now hold the string tight.
Ow, you bit me hand.
Oh, it's no use. We'll be here forever.
Oh, don't give up. Somebody might come along here.
Yes, when the cricket season starts. Wait a minute. Let's have a look at your watch. Come here. It's 6:30. Good.
And what about it?
Mr. Claythorpe was going to the house next door at 7:00 tonight. He'll stop his car outside here. Get me up to the window and I'll shout when I see him.
I can't lift you with my hands tied.
Bend down and I'll get on your shoulder.
All right, come on, but be careful.
Right, bend your head more. Right, come on. Now stand up.
Up, hey, up. Ooh, you're heavier than I thought. Careful, don't wobble.
I'll grip your neck with my legs.
Yeah, keep a tight hold. Hold up again.
Stop squawking. Press your head against the wall and stand up.
Oh, Jim, can I have a rest? My back's killing me.
If you collapse now, I'll kill you. Must be nearly 7. I never thought I'd get this window open the way you were wobbling. You were like Tessie O'Shea doing the twist.
Very funny.
Hey, up, there's a car coming. Yes, it's the Claythorpe's all right. Either that or Genevieve's making a comeback. Mr. Claythorpe! Mr. Claythorpe! Hey, Sterling Moss!
Hey, is that you calling? Where are you?
In the pavilion! Here, at the window!
What are you doing there?
Oiling me back, you daft-looking. Come here and get me out.
Are you locked in?
Quiet! Just give me a pull out of this window. Grab hold.
Ow, my neck. Take it easy.
Keep your mouth closed while I stand on your head.
Get that.
Leave forward. Careful. Don't drop me. I'm my mother's only son.
There, down you come. Oh, James, your hands are tied.
I know. Undo them and then climb through the window and unfasten Alfie.
Don't be silly. I'll go round to the door.
If you do, you'll meet a bloke with a knife who'll sharpen your head.
What do you mean?
Get through the window and Alfie will tell you while I get the police. Hurry up. If that bloke comes back before you and to Alfie, you'll have to fight him on your own. And you'll feel daft tomorrow going to work with your head tucked underneath your arm.
Danny, they've caught the crooks, thanks to you.
Oh, did they get them both?
Yes, Constable Barnes is bringing them over now.
I wish you'd have let me go back with you. I could have sat on Fred's head.
No, I was born to bring you straight here to the station.
Shall I bring these knaves in, Sarge?
Wheel them in.
Right, go on, you two villains, and stop complaining we caught you red-handed.
I'd like to my MP to have the blood. It's an outrage. I want to see my solicitor.
And I want to see my mother.
Oh, no. Dozy Dan's done it again.
What's that?
You've done it. I mean, you've caught the two toughest gangsters in the world. Alfie Capone and Babyface Claythorpe. The terrors of America. The killers who made Charlie Chan turn yellow.
Well,
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair's grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Leonard Williams as both Theodore Faithorpe and Harry Whittle, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan. Also appearing were Michael Brennan, Tony Melody, and Brian Truman. The recorded program, written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, was produced by James Casey and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
I thought you'd like to know the police caught the real crooks. They went to see Honest Harry about something and caught the three of them playing bingo. Cyril was annoyed. He was waiting for legs 11 on his top line. But instead, he got a size 12 boot on his... Ta-ra!
Jimmy Clitheroe is now appearing in Aladdin at the Empire Theatre, Newcastle upon Tyne.